Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities
and bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Can never apologize enough. I just had a problem with my laptop. So this is Pierre Bahati on Rosetta Radio on 104.6. And you know, you can hear the reggae music in the background. I just started. Thank you for being with me. I just remind you that I'm just solo here. No Galawat, no Sandra, but they're doing amazing things in the community. This program is brought to you by ARCC. Stay tuned because I have some amazing things to talk about. I'm going to talk about politics. I'm going to talk about the difference between New Zealand and other countries. So many things happening around the world. So stay tuned.
You wanna feel it now? Yes, welcome to Reset Radio on 104.6. This program is brought to you by ARCC. Sandra, I know you are listening. And Galwat, thank you for the event you are running down in Mengri. And also, Sandra, you know, you are being covered, and so stop complaining. We know you are doing amazing things. You know, one thing, community is me and you and others. So what you're doing is amazing thing, because you're doing things for the community. You're doing something which brings tax to the government. I'm going to be talking about the politics. I'm going to be talking about Kenya and New Zealand. I don't know if many of you have been following the politics like in Kenya and also in New Zealand. I'm so glad because I like New Zealand. I love the way the politics in New Zealand is so great. I mean, like now, with all those campaigns taking place in different places, you can't even just tell. But look, in Kenya, you know, one thing I'm proud of is just to see African countries taking one step ahead, to just like go beyond what we are used to see. I know there's corruption, there's tricks which can happen, it can take place in different places, there's so many mistakes which can happen, but for us people who are residing into New Zealand, who've been living here, we know what we left behind, we know what life was like. No, when the time we left, you know, that's why even like when we're voting in the country like New Zealand, we said, okay, we should not vote because it doesn't make sense, it doesn't mean anything. But to be honest, let's go back in a few minutes and see what's happening in Kenya. But right now, keep listening to Luke Dubin in his amazing concert, which this was, this took place in 1993. This was live in Uganda. So listen, Luke Dubin live. And I remind you, you are with Pierre Bahati here in the studio. Galwat is just doing amazing things in the Mengri, and Sandra is in the city also contributing to the country, bringing tax to the country. Sandra, if you're listening, this is for you.
Supernatural man, that's the way that you make me feel. Forget about the worries. This is the thing. And this is the way that you make me feel.
Yes, back to my roots, back to my roots. That's lucky to be in his song, Back to My Roots. Reggae everywhere, reggae in the studio, reggae at works. Yes, Sandra. Reggae in the meeting. Yes, girl, what? So, as I promised, I'm going to be talking about not politics, but I'm going to be talking about changes. I want to talk about changes, especially in different countries, and look the difference between New Zealand and countries where we come from. Example, from Kenya. You know, I really, really love when you see the changes like in life. I love to that how, like, especially the generation now, they're changing when in terms of understanding and doing things. I try to follow up what happened in Kenya, and got to see what the election. I was just following up the election in Kenya, and I got to see how I don't understand about corruption. I don't understand about how people can steal votes, but you know, this thing is being spoken in Zimbabwe, in Burundi, in Kenya, Uganda, most of third world countries. But what happened in Kenya is amazing, because I don't understand how a president holds on power. Even if they, I'm not talking about the election being the count being miscounted or corruption or maybe I don't know, but I'm gonna talk about one thing. I want to talk about positive things. I want to see the countries in Africa, you know, standing up, especially at the Supreme Court in Kenya. They just said, look, the election, something will happen which is not right. We're gonna vote again. And not only that, I love to see the president on power saying, yes, maybe I don't agree with that. We all know that, you know, if somebody snatch a steak out of your mouth, you're going to say, oh, my God, what is that? But the power, the ability and the humbleness of just wanting to get that back is what I want to see. How do you get it back? You know, I'm not supporting Uhuru, who's the president right now, and but what I'm saying is, how can he humbly, I don't know if he humbly, but how can he just stand and say, look, we're going to win again? And he's calling for peace. He called everybody to be in peace. He called everybody to stay calm and vote again. Listen.
Nairobi, hamjambo.
And pretty much what he's saying is just calling in Nairobi and saying hi to them. And he's saying, he's calling everybody, hello, are you? In fact, they were saying peace, peace, peace. He's calling for peace.
Kwanza, kwa kutakia kila moja wetu. Amani,
which means peace. Many people, we understand that Amani is like a word which is spoken in different languages. Amani in different countries. Amani in Swahili, Amani in Kirundi, Amani in even I think maybe Arabic. But Amani, he's saying just he's calling for peace. And pretty much he's saying, like, we can vote again. You know, he's saying two, three people, they cannot, you know, win over millions. But what, I mean, I'm not saying about two, three people, but what I'm saying is, he's saying that you are the majority, we can win again. And he's saying, look, whether he's in your political party, whether he's your color, because in Kenya they have different colors. They have white, black, and others. And also, he's saying, whether you have a same beliefs in the religion and stuff, like peace. He's going for peace. Thanking for many people. Thank you for all of those who were there. He called for peace. But that's the most surprising thing is there was a complaint when Odinga, I think his name is Ray Odinga, who complained about the election. He was also surprised about this outcome. He complained. He took the complaint to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, yes, what you're saying is true. We're going to redo again. We're going to do an election again in 60 days. And he said, look, I can't believe this was happening. I can't understand. Look, let's have a short break and we're going to come back to what Odinga was saying, what Odinga is being surprised about. And we're going to be talking about what would happen if this happened in New Zealand. What could happen? So stay tuned. You are with Pierre Bahati in the studio, and this program is brought to you by ARCC.
Going back.
Yes, welcome back to Risa Radio on 104.6 here on Planet FM. You know, one thing I want to just say, I want to say thanks to our sound engineer, Joe, and thank you, Joe. You have been amazing. Thank you for all the things you have taught me, and thank you for the time you have invested in me. So, I was talking about, I've been talking about politics here and there. I've been talking about politics in Kenya, and also we're going to come back later to what's happening here in New Zealand. You know, I'm calling people vote, you know, because vote is so great. You know, it helps people who are doing their work to, it makes easy for people. I think the reason all this thing happened in in country like Kenya is because of a number of people who are not voting. So I'm just calling people right now. We are in this moment, vote, you know, I'm saying vote, you know. Yes, as I was saying, in Kenya, there's a leader of opposition, they call it NASA, and his name is Odinga. He complained, and after he complained, Laila, if I can pronounce properly, he took the whole matter to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court looked the whole thing, and they said, look, yeah, the election was, there's something which is not right, we have to do it again. And the surprising thing is Laila Odinga also, he said, look, yes, I'm so surprised, because he didn't, even if he took this matter to the Supreme Court, he did not have faith in the in the Supreme Court. This, I'm not surprised, because, you know, most of us, we don't even have faith in our leaders. We don't have faith in our friends, our brothers, we don't have faith. Most of our people from the third world country, we don't have faith in people. We don't believe in change. But I want to highlight the change which is taking place in different countries. Most of the countries, when there's problems, yeah, well, we believe in the fight, we're going to fight and win. But the win will never end, because if I have to take refuge, if I have to leave the country, well, a whole desire in my heart, I want to go back into the country. And if I cannot do it peacefully, I'm going to have to fight. So when Laila Odinga took this matter to the Supreme Court, he was expecting maybe it's going to happen, maybe it doesn't happen, I just do it anyway. Today, he was so surprised by the Supreme Court saying, look, this took place, this did not happen in the way supposed to happen. He did not believe that the country still have the men of faith, the men who can stand, the just men, but they delivered what they saw, what they found. They was surprising to both, whether it's the people in the country, whether it was to the opposition. They say, look, we can't believe it happened. When we're going to have a short break, and when we come back, we're going to just play a short clip about Laila Odinga saying, look, this is amazing. What happened is so great. Yes, the song right now is by Jonas Brew, Perfect Stranger, featuring JP Cooper. This is the Rest of the Radio, and you have Pierre Bahati here in the studio. Keep listening as we talk about politics here and there. You're here with me now, I don't want you to go. You're here with me now, I don't want you to go. Maybe you are perfect stranger. Wanted to stay. When I saw you yesterday, I'm not wasting your time, I'm not playing no games. I see ya. Who knows the secret tomorrow will hold? We don't really need to know. 'Cause you're here with me now, I don't want you to go. You're here with me now, I don't want you to go. Maybe we're perfect strangers. Maybe it's not forever. Maybe we're perfect.
you got me feeling this way. There's so much we can't explain. Maybe we're helping each other escape. I'm with ya. Who knows the secret tomorrow will hold? We don't really need to know. 'Cause you're here with me now, I don't want you to go. You're here with me now, I don't want you to go. Maybe we're perfect strangers. Maybe it's not forever. Maybe the level changes. Maybe we'll stay together.
Awesome. That's one of my my songs, like right now, because like it's like pretty much new. That was Jonas Brew, Perfect Stranger, featuring JP Cooper. I've been talking about politics. Many people, they don't like politics because, you know, there's a reason people don't love politics. You know, I used to think politics, they're people who are trained to lie, but that's not true. That's not true. Politics should be something which is, to be there and to govern, to lead, to drive the government towards the prosperity, towards the future. So I've been saying how the politics can be so different countries, but the main thing I'm just talking about is just the highlight, you know, from the changes. You know, there's a change from the third world countries to the way we used to think, the way we used to behave, and the way we used to understand. You know, many of you remember the election which took place a couple of years ago in Kenya. What was it like? But now, even worse, they did not believe what the outcome. Not only that, there was no fight, and also because somebody so there was unfairness, you know, there was corruption in this. What they're doing again, we're going to have to redo it again. We're going to do it again. The Supreme Court said, yes, the winner is not the winner. You know, we have to do it again. What we are used to see is the fight. We used to see people dying because of that. We used to see people stealing, people burning things, burning cars. You know, the city become a dead city. But that's not what's happening in Kenya, when the Supreme Court say, look, we have counted, that's what is happening, the winner is not the winner, we're going to have to vote again. But what made me so happy and I don't know how to express myself about this, but Laila Odinga, he said, I'm surprised by this. And also, to him, I may say this is a victory to him because he complained. He proved to all those people from, whether they're from South Africa, from America, all those who were there to count and to supervise the election. They say, yes, Uhuru was a winner. And then he took this to the Supreme Court. How the Supreme Court look into all things and they counted and they said, okay, no, there's something went wrong, we'll have to do it again. There's a, he was so surprised, but to me, I say he's a winner. He win over this. But the Supreme Court, they had to call the election again in 60 days. This is what he has to say. But what do you say about this kind of thing happening in our countries? I mean, you know what happened like in Burundi, you know what happened in Tanzania, you know what happened in Uganda, you got to see what happened last few days in Rwanda. you know, peacefully happen and done. I mean, there's something happened like in the Burundi, but we know it's not what we expected. You know, when you expect the worst, and like, imagine if you expect to have like a 90%, then end up being like a 5%. You know, yes, it's not peace, but you know, it's not worse as you expected. In Rwanda, nothing happened. That's good. We want to see that. Even in Uganda, not what we expected. In Tanzania, nothing happened. So peacefully, everyone just say, yes, let's move on. Let's carry on working. But even Kenya, this is amazing. I love to hear this. So I'm going to play a clip. May not be clear. The sound may be wonderful, but just try to listen, especially for those who understand. Try to listen and learn from it, because I love this because the generation after me, the generation to come, are not going to worry much about the politics. Yes, you win, it's right, it's wrong. So they're going to move on. Carry on with work. Listen to what he has to say.
It will reverberate across Kenya, the African continent, and the rest of the world through generations to come. Never again will impunity reign in Kenya. It is now clear that no one in Kenya is above the law. A new Kenya has been born by this ruling. And Kenya is once again leading Africa, as it so often does. This is a vibrant democracy, except at election time and enterprise. Chief Justice David Maraga will always be remembered for setting this exceptional example for all of Africa. Our judiciary now knows that they have the power in law and with courage to challenge the mighty powers too many African presidents wield against the will of their people. We thank the Supreme Court for standing up for the truth and in the process lifting the image with regard to the rule of law and judicial autonomy. We also honor the two judges who dissented. We honor them for their courage in standing up for their opinion, which we respect. They have made our justice system stronger and steadied our march towards electoral democracy. We salute our able legal team. And I want to thank the young one, Mr. Awele, whose law firm was used to file this petition. We particularly pay also tribute to the young boys and girls who spent countless hours poring over documents and who, in the end, established the IEBC fraud. We remain grateful to all those who supported the cause for which we have fought. With this courageous verdict, we put on trial the international observers who moved so fast to sanitize fraud. Their role must be re-examined, as it is highly politicized and currently puts status quo and stability ahead of credible elections. It is credible elections alone which will give us peace and stability. Of course, it wasn't always like this. The U.S. strongly supported Kenya's push for multi-party politics, although it backtracked and quickly congratulated Mwai Kibaki on his victory in 2007, victory in quotes. But thanks to the EU observers at the time and some superlative reporting by international media, it quickly shifted course, and then U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and British Cabinet Minister Lord Mark Mulock Brown traveled to Nairobi to promote the Kofi Annan-led negotiations process.
Yes, so that was Raila Odinga talking about what took place in last few days, you know, talking about, you know, people who were quickly, you know, there to congratulate. You know, for me, I'm not talking about the corruption. I'm not talking about what happened in Kenya. But I'm talking about how can everyone peacefully just say, look, yes, we're going to do it again, you know. We agree with what happened. You know, many people, they're saying, like, in the street of Kenya, they were just dancing, you know, with joy that they're going to do it again. So, you know, this is our African countries, our African new generation, you know, taking a step of faith and say, look, we don't have to fight. We can just, like, do all things peacefully. So, you know, it doesn't, we don't have to just stand up and just get machetes and just fight each other. And I believe this can end, can reduce the number of refugees fleeing their countries. I'm the product of this kind of stuff which took place in Burundi, where like people, you know, they start fighting over, you know, the victory or maybe the loss of another politician. And you know, people, the neighbors start fighting against neighbors, you know, brothers start fighting against brothers, but we don't have to do that anymore. So, yes, thanks to, especially to all of you who are following on Facebook, thanks to Frank Biamana, thanks to Eric, all the way from Australia. I love you, my man, I love you. I hope you just come and just, like, you know, give us more of your music. And Frank Biamana, just please come, you know, for just at least 1 week to Auckland, and I hope you're gonna come, you know, from Wellington. You know, the weather is the same, but we have a better weather anyway. And you know, as I've been talking about politics, like, happening in Kenya and New Zealand, now let's turn back and come back to New Zealand. You know, peacefully happen. You can't even just tell there's something happening. You know, I don't even know how many people are going to vote. I don't even know who's going to win. You know, I don't even understand how they, out of the blue, they tell you, not Labour now is, you know, leading. National is dropping. You have Green, which is like a probably like staying in the same place. Or you have whoever, you know, who's not doing well. But, you know, you can't even see people on the street. That's like what we have seen in Zimbabwe. People running up and down and saying, hey, 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 you know, my Mugabe, my whoever. But in New Zealand, you know, everything is peacefully done. You know, I'm going to just like have a short break. As when I come back, we're going to talk about different politicians and different people, especially in New Zealand, how they behave and what they do things. You know, what we have seen, especially on our stage in the last few days, the debate on TV, you know, people there not even talking about. And that's what I want to see taking place in our countries. You know, for all those who are following on Facebook, thank you for tuning in. This is Pierre Bahati. Today I'm learning solo. You know, Sandra and Galwat is not here. You know, like Dubi, keep listening.
Back to my roots. I want to hear all of you singing this song with us. It's called Back to My Roots. I want to hear everybody sing this one like this. Listen to me. Just say, I'm going back to my roots, yeah. Reggae music. Now that I find you, baby, I ain't gonna look no further. Now that I find you, baby, I ain't gonna look no further. Now that I find you, baby, I ain't gonna look no further.
You are listening to Reset Radio on 104.6. Pierre Bahati in the studio today. I'm here alone, and thank you for all of you who just joined us. I've been talking about the amazing thing that happened in our third world country, example, Rwanda, you know, Uganda, also Tanzania. Kenya is taking place where the politics doesn't matter anymore. If it doesn't happen, if it's not well, we can do it again. And also, we don't even have to fight because of the politics. We don't even have to kill our neighbors or just to break our neighbors' houses because things are not working well. So, you know, they're going to do it again. Uhuru is not the winner. And also, in 60 days, this has to be done. That's what I've been talking about. And also, I spoke about New Zealand, how it's wonderfully being done. You can't even tell, you know, no songs on the street, no one on the street, no flag or cars, you know, beeping horns on the street, you know, doing some rally in the street because so and so in the politics is coming for a public meeting. You know, I got a chance to attend a public meeting which took place in the city. The town hall Labour Party was just having their opening there, the campaign opening. But to be honest, you couldn't even tell, no noises, no one there on the street. What you could only see is just people in red and white, you know, peacefully just there, just to, you know, to wait for their leader to come back, to come and just deliver the speech. So we should be doing the same things. We should take what we're learning from here and take it to the country. But you know, one thing I'm happy is this is happening. You know, this is happening in our country. And another thing, which I don't know if you see the same thing, this is going to reduce the number of refugees. You are listening to Reset Radio on 104.6 and Pierre Bahati. I just want to thank those who were following me on Facebook. And remember, this program is brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. This is Oliver Ngoma. Oliver Ngoma mix. Remind you are listening to Reset Radio on 104.6. Pierre Bahati in the studio. We'll be right back. This is Reset Radio on 104.6. You know, I get to enjoy when the music is on. You know, the music is my thing. I love music. I love reggae, zouk, and afro beats. You know, I've been talking about things happening in different countries, whether it's Kenya, Burundi, Rwanda, Uganda, Tanzania, and Kenya. You know, how things are changing. You know, but, you know, if you missed it, so I was talking about how even our, you know, third world countries are changing from that anger, you know, when it comes to politics, the anger. If whoever our support doesn't win, we have to fight. But now we don't have to fight anymore. If it doesn't work well, we can redo it. If you want to know more, just go on YouTube or Google and search for Kenya election 2017. They have, you know, the Supreme Court, they said, no, the Uhuru is not a winner. We have to do it again. So, yes, I'm happy because of that, because we don't have to fight again. We don't have to produce more number of refugees. You know, we can remain in our countries. And also, I've been talking about how in New Zealand, you know, the politics, you know, really doesn't mean much, because like right now we have a few days to go, but you can't even see anything happen on the street. No one is on the street carrying like a national green, you know, national green or Labour's, you know, flag on the street dancing and singing. You know, you can't even tell, you know. You can't even tell. People, if you are visiting this country, you can't tell this country is doing a campaign. Yeah, I was saying how I got a chance to see in the city where Labour was just like launching their campaign, was no one. No songs, nothing, totally nothing. Whether you walk up and down as a Labour, as a Green, or as, any party, in a political party, no one will just ask you, hey, don't come here because we are Labour, you know. It's not like our country, it's not like Kenya, it's not like Burundi or Uganda, Rwanda. But what I've been really interested in is the changing taking place in different countries. We don't have to fight. And I hope all countries can learn from there. So we don't have to keep producing, you know, numbers of refugees. We don't have to fight. We don't have to send our own people, you know, overseas, you know, and be called refugees, you know. I mean, nothing wrong to be called a refugee, but, you know, sometimes you miss home, especially when they call you refugees, when they call you a refugee, or especially when you have to learn another language, you know, this kind of thing. So it's all because of the politics we suffered. It's all because of the life we lived. Yes, you're listening to Reset Radio on 104.6, and the mix is Oliver Ngoma and his mixtape.
Sunday blue.
just want to thank those who've been listening on the line, and, especially my friend Tyson. Haven't seen you for a long time. And also thanks to Eric from Australia. Yes, thanks to all of you who have been with me, and thank you for those who listen online. Thank you to you, Frank, and also thanks to Rebecca. You have been amazing. You know, this is Reset Radio on 104.6, and I've been talking about politics. I'm just calling you to vote whichever party you love. Contribute to our country, contribute to New Zealand, and also remember, it's not like where we come from, where your vote doesn't count, but here, yes, remember, it counts. Pierre Bahati in the studio, you have been with me, and thank you very much. So I'm going to leave you with music until next week. Keep listening, and also remember, love one another and live in peace and harmony. Pierre Bahati, I leave you with
great big family, and the truth, you know, love.